You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win. Was 10-1, that's been enhanced to 14-1. And Theo Walcott to score and Arsenal to win. Was 13-10, now 6-4. Tom, Arsenal have got a terrific record in this fixture. Sunderland have only won once in their last 25 Premier League matches against the Gunners. And in addition to that, they've only picked up 2 points from their opening 9 games in the league this season. Arsenal haven't lost away from home, but are coming into this on the back of that disappointing result last weekend in the Premier League against Middlesbrough. There looks to be no hope for Sunderland, though. You look at their attacking talent out there, and Jermaine Defoe is the only man that's ever going to look like scoring a goal for them, really.
Yeah, they were, and obviously, you know, Sunderland didn't have a great time of it in midweek against Southampton, did they? You know, defeat and Moyes sent to the stands, and Defoe missing chances. They're just—it's not a happy camp. They are not a happy team, and they are not a team you want to be anywhere near. They're losing games. They're not a team I think that are going to get walloped in matches. You know, I don't think you'll see a Sunderland do what maybe Hull did at Bournemouth a few weeks ago. But that's not to say that Sunderland are any better. That's a very thin compliment if I'm trying to give them one. I'm just seeking a positive for Sunderland. Even their home form has not been good. You know, it used to be a case that the Stadium of Light was a tough place for teams to go. But West Brom, Everton, Palace, Middlesbrough, they've all gone there and got results. And I don't think the fans really believe this season. It's built on sand, I think, the promises of Sunderland sort of staying up again. And I don't think it's going to happen. They're rock bottom of the Premier League. And Arsenal, well, Arsenal, Dave, you had to start with Arsenal with me. Just when I'm thinking they are absolutely on song, finding their form, they're fluent, they're scoring goals, they're confident, they're eyeing an opportunity to be top of the league, and they draw with Middlesbrough. Not only did they draw with Middlesbrough, they were lucky, I think, in the end to get that point. I don't know, I think that's maybe just a little, a little bump in the road for Arsenal. As you mentioned there, their record's very good at Sunderland. And actually, the amount of goals they conceded at Sunderland is good as well. They kept a clean sheet in 3 of the last 4 trips up there. They've only conceded 8 in 15 games against Sunderland. So, you know, they tend to be a team that go there, as we've talked about, get the job done away from home. And I can only see it being something similar. Last week's dented my confidence on Arsenal a little bit, because that's how they are. They're such a fragile side, Arsenal. Everyone sat there while they were going on that winning run, scoring goals, and you're just waiting to see something that might just make you think, oh, here we go again, it's the usual Arsenal. Well, it's the usual Sunderland against an Arsenal side, I think, who are still doing all right, and I think they'll get over last week pretty quickly. So I think you've got to look at Arsenal victory, clearly, but I'm going for Arsenal and to win 2-0. And I think that I can't see Arsenal conceding a goal, because I can't see Sunderland scoring.
Arsenal to win 2-0 is 11-8. 11-8, Arsenal to win 2-0. I mentioned that Walcott offer, Derek. Theo Walcott to score and Arsenal to win at 6-4. He's actually had more shots on target in the Premier League than anyone else this season, so it might be worth a punt for him to score and Arsenal to win. How do you view this game, Derek?
Well, I'm not daft enough to tip Sunderland to win, but I do think they'll give Arsenal a tougher task than the odds imply. And the reason I'm saying this is, look what the teams Arsenal have played and have, you know, set up a little bit like Sunderland. The Middlesbrough 0-0 last week, Burnley a last gasp winner. They're not rolling over teams like that, who teams who come out to defend. And you look at Sunderland's recent result. Okay, they're hopeless, we know, and they're going to go down, we know. But, you know, they could have got something against West Ham last week. Very unlucky. Could have got something in midweek here in Southampton. What I'm saying is their performances are maybe a little bit better than their results. I'm not interested in what's happened before in this fixture. I mean, you know, I've read a few comments this season from players who say, well, it doesn't matter the hill of beans, what we've done there before. All that matters is what happens on the Saturday. So, you know, I'm not getting worked up with that. Last week I said, right, if you're going to back a 1-4 poke, this is it. And that was Arsenal at home to Middlesbrough. You know, that's the reason why I don't back 1-4 pokes. They're 2-5 here, and I can't back them. What surprised me most about last week's results was what Arsene Wenger, the Arsenal manager, said afterwards. He said, well, we're now mature enough not to lose games like this. This is a team top, you know, could have gone top of the league against Middlesbrough, and he's saying things like that. I mean, the guy, I can't believe he's still in that job, by the way. He's so old now. I learned this week. Wenger's so old. He thinks genitalia is an Italian airline. That's how old he is. And genitalia, as everyone knows, was what David Moyes is making himself look as Sunderland manager. I've got a funny feeling about this fixture. I'm not going to go for Sunderland to win. I can't possibly back Arsenal at 2-5 after they've let people down at 1-4. I like that bet. You guys have come out with a couple of times before, and I can see it happening. It's Arsenal to win by a goal. In other words, back to tie in the handicap betting, 11-4.
Yeah.
I like the look of that. I think Sunderland will run Arsenal close here, but ultimately they will lose. But it ain't going to be a cakewalk for the Gunners.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.